You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
So in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about the third biggest mistake entrepreneurs make, and it's one that completely destroys certain businesses early on, and it's one that stops the growth of many businesses after several years of being around. So make sure you tune into this thing and focus on this mistake, and that is the mistake of not getting out there and selling as the entrepreneur, as the founder, as the business owner, as the president, and as the one who cares about your product and service more than anyone else could ever care.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armaan Siddiqui.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time of the day it is that you are listening to this podcast. Today, I'm talking to you about the third biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make, and that is this, my friend. It is your mistake of not recognizing that your ability to sell is the most important thing you have going for you. Here's what you've got to understand. As an entrepreneur, you are going to be your best salesperson, at least initially within your business. See, no one understands your business as well as you do, I can guarantee you. And especially when you start a business, it's not about saying, oh, I'm going to create the products and service and someone else will sell it for me. It doesn't exist. That doesn't happen. Now, there are very, very, very rare cases where your best friend, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your kids, someone very, very close to you is an incredible salesperson. And there are very rare cases where that might actually work and someone else will come in and sell your product. But in most businesses, even businesses that have been around for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, even businesses that have over 100 employees, almost always, I can guarantee you, the founder is by far the best salesperson at that company. Now, some of you are going to say, but Armaan, I'm not a salesperson, right? Well, here's the thing. You don't have to be a salesperson. And I've talked about this plenty of times, and I'm sure in a future episode, I'll talk about sales. It is not about being a really good car salesman. That's not what it's all about. It's about believing in your product or service enough to go out there and tell people from the heart what your product or service is capable of doing and what value it adds to their lives. And showing them that is something that you, as the founder of your business, as the CEO, as the big person up top, you're the one who can do that better than anyone else. So you might be listening to this podcast and maybe you are an intrapreneur, not the entrepreneur who started the business. Well, that's still okay, because if you're listening to a podcast episode about business, then chances are that within that business, you could be the one who is the best salesperson. But you have to understand this. As an entrepreneur, it is your primary job to sell. You got to get out there and every day you got to be selling to grow your business, because that's the only way you're going to grow your business. As so many business owners that I talk to, so many of the people I coach, that's the number one thing that I have to coach them on, is I have to get them to get out there and sell more. And they're always hesitant, because here's the thing. Let's just get honest. Let's get real. The toughest thing in any organization is selling. By far the toughest thing, which is why salespeople in most organizations make more money than everybody else. So if selling pays so much money, why is it? Why do we pay salespeople so well? Well, because it's the hardest work. It's the work that never ends. It's the work that you got to put your heart and soul out there every single day. You got to be on the phone smiling and dialing and talking to people. And you got to be able to take rejection and just roll on to the next caller. You got to get out there, meet people, shake hands, remember names, take business cards, give your business card, remember people's information, follow up with them. You got to do all that stuff. Track your sales funnel. It is not an easy thing to do. And that's why, my friend, you as the entrepreneur, as the founder, as the person who believes in your product or service more than anyone else, you are the one who's responsible for selling. So get out there and you've got to be focused on selling every single day, because if you don't sell, no one else will. I've got a company that I've had around for something like 7 or 8 years. And I can tell you, within my business to this day, my vice president of sales will tell you this. My salespeople will tell you this. To this day, I'm by far the best salesperson in that business. And I've got other companies that I've had around for less than a couple of years. And in those businesses, I'm the best salesperson. Now, I don't have as much time as they might, right? But I'm still, when it comes down to getting in front of a customer and selling, I'm the best salesperson we have. And I'm not that great of a quote unquote salesperson. All it is I believe in our product or service so much. I know it so well that I can add massive value and show people how my product or service, whatever it may be, is going to add massive value to them, their company, their lives, whatever it is. And that's how I sell. But when it comes to someone else who sells for me, they're almost never going to be able to gain the level of knowledge that I have. And they're almost never going to be able to gain the level of passion that I have. Now, I'm fortunate and blessed that I've got some of the best people in the world working for me. And some of these people actually give me a run for my money. Right, but that's been taking me years to develop. My VP of sales has been with me for over 7 years, and I've trained this guy inside and out on all these different things, and now he does an incredible job. But I can tell you, 5 years ago, when he'd been with me for 2 years, there was no way he could even get close to doing what he does today, and he could not possibly be able to perform the way that I did back then. But so many business owners I see, they've been in business for a year, 2 years, 5 years, and they're still thinking, oh, someone is magically going to come in and save the day. Now, I'm not telling you to not have a sales team. Some of my companies. I have a company that has a sales team of almost 20 people. There's nothing wrong with that. You can have a big sales team, right? But the thing you have to understand is in order to get there, at first, you are going to have to sell and you're going to have to train other people to sell. And even as your company grows, there's still going to be the time where you as the business owner, I don't care if your company is a multi-billion dollar corporation, you as the business owner are still going to have to step in and sell. You look at some of the top CEOs in the world, you look at someone, say, Mark Zuckerberg, I guarantee you when Facebook is trying to make a big sale, whatever it might be, I guarantee you Mark Zuckerberg is in that room because no one's going to sell Facebook the way that Mark Zuckerberg does. When you look at Tesla, what does Tesla do when they're unveiling a new car? Who do they put out there? Do they put their director of sales? No, they don't. They put Elon Musk, the founder, the guy who is Tesla. He's the one who gets on TV and sells the product or service, right? He's the one who believes in the Model X or the Model whatever more than anybody else does. He's the one who gets out there and sells. And that's why these companies are successful. In your business, you better be willing to put on your sales hat, your sales shoes, your sales pants, your sales socks, whatever you got to put them on. You got to get out there and you've got to sell. So my friends, this is an episode that's really important to me because I've got a lot of my coaching clients that I'm going to be telling to listen to this episode. You must get out there and you must sell. And it's funny because as they're listening to this, every single one of them thinks, oh my gosh, he's talking about me. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all of you because you're all making the same mistake. You are not selling enough. You got to get out there. You got to sell more. You got to believe in yourself more. You got to believe in your sales abilities more. And some of you are salespeople. Like you know how to sell. Well, then get out there and sell even more. Some of you are like, well, Armand, I'm not a salesperson. I don't care. Get out there and sell anyways. You love your product. You love your service. And I know you like to grow your business, make money, and take your value and add it to as many people as possible. So get out there. I want to end this episode by challenging you. This next week, I challenge you to have the biggest sales week you've ever had. I want you to get out there yourself and I want you to sell like crazy. This is your week to sell. And I don't even care what you do. You could be in the restaurant business. I don't care. Stand on that line and sell upgrades from a small drink to a large drink. Sell the garlic bread. I don't care what you do in your business. Get out there and sell. If you're doing B2B, set appointments, make cold calls. This is your week to sell, 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 right? This is the third biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make. I'm coming to you in the next episode with the fourth biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make. And it's a big one, and it's one that affects your business in ways that you've never thought possible. So you make sure you tune into that next episode. For now, if you've not listened to the first two, make sure you go back and listen to those first two mistakes. Again, this is something that is not included in my book, The Business Bible, which by the way is an awesome book. Pick up a copy of it. All right. Love you guys. I hope you're out there having fun with your business. And I want to see you sell like crazy in this next week. And while you're out there and selling, always remember, lead with your heart. Today, I'm talking to you about the third biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make, and it is that. And at this point, I'd like to give myself a round of applause for a job well done. Have I already mentioned that I realized the other day as I was playing basketball that I'm actually older than Kobe Bryant? And everyone's talking about how old he is and how he can barely play and stuff. And then I realized I'm older than Kobe Bryant. As I was playing basketball, as I was doing like behind the back, 360, actually, I wasn't doing that.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Siddegui here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.